The Daily News Article Audio. Today in Top Stories. Japan's government allows emperor to resign. Japan's parliament has passed a law allowing 83-year-old Emperor Akihito to abdicate the imperial throne. The law was passed because of the emperor's age and declining health. Emperor Akihito had already undergone treatment for prostate cancer in 2003 and later on had a heart operation in 2012. According to Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, the emperor's abdication would be the first in 200 years since Emperor Kokaku's resignation in 1817. The emperor had previously hinted at the possibility of resignation around August last year through the media. He said that he feared his ailments would impede the fulfillment of his public duties. This led the upper house of the parliament to pass a special abdication law solely applicable to Emperor Akihito and not to succeeding emperors. Details on the emperor's abdication are still not finalized, but the government expects the abdication to take place around December of 2018, after Emperor Akihito's 30 years on the imperial throne. The emperor will be succeeded by his eldest son, Crown Prince Naruhito. Based on public polls and recent reports, Japan's general populace supports the emperor's decision to step down from the throne, believing that it indicates changing times. There have been other notable monarchs who abdicated their positions in recent years. In the Netherlands, where it is common for monarchs to retire, Queen Beatrix abdicated her throne in 2013 after 33 years of service. In the same year, Belgium's King Albert passed down the throne due to concerns about his health. Spanish King Juan Carlos also cited age and poor health in his decision to step down in 2014. Thank you for listening. This audio material is brought to you by Rare Job Incorporated. Chances for everyone, everywhere.